You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, check this out. The more the administration tries to cover this up, the more it blows up in their face. I don't want to waste any time. I want to start this video off by defeating the entire MAGA narrative on the tragic murder of Renee Nicole Good with one simple question. Now, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Kristi Noem, everybody in the administration and online on the right-wing media sphere have been lying to the faces of the American people. Republicans like to quote George Orwell a lot in 1984 during Biden's term for some reason, but George Orwell in 1984 said, quote, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." That perfectly describes the propaganda machine that is in full swing on the right and the fact that the Trump administration is having the FBI take over the case of this murder and cut off the Minnesota investigators' access to evidence. So I'll show you the new video angle in just one moment. We will break it down. We will go through it in slow motion. This new video angle comes from the ICE officer who did the shooting. So this is a very important angle, but let's just back up with this one simple question for Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, or your MAGA coworker that might be taking the other side on this. You have to ask, if somebody is in a car like Renee Nicole Good, and if somebody is hypothetically trying to run someone over in front of them, why would they reverse like Renee did, spin their wheel all the way, and then try to turn their car? If you wanted to hit somebody in front of you, you could just straight up accelerate. There is no reason to reverse your car, but in the footage I'm going to show you in just one second, Renee clearly reverses her car, right? Mighty says, you just got to ask yourself, if someone is trying to hit a person in front of them, why reverse back and turn to the right rather than just ramming forward? It is a great question, and that is why the administration is blocking the investigation, but it's too late. Could you imagine if we didn't have video footage of this? Could you imagine if this happened on some back road where there was no footage and all we had was the administration's narrative and Kristi Noem's narrative? The narrative would look much, much different, but no, they lied to the American people, and people can see that. People are now pissed. Protests broke out the day that Renee Nicole Good was shot. Protests broke out in Seattle, Dallas, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota. They broke out in New York and other hubs across the country. As the administration has tried to cover this up more, the protests have only grown and gotten bigger. Here is Minneapolis, Minnesota. You want to know why people are so mad? First of all, it's kind of a three-pronged situation where I can't tell which part is the most offensive. The fact that Americans have been warning about ICE's reckless grabbing of people, breaking of the ribs of 80-year-olds, we've been warning that they have the military budget of the police and that somebody's going to die. And yet, it happened. That is tragic. Or I can't tell if I'm more offended by the fact that they are trying to act like we're effing idiots after the fact and lying to our faces by saying this ICE officer is in the hospital fighting for his life because a domestic terrorist attacked him. We're not dumb. That is very offensive. Or I can't tell if I'm most offended and concerned about the fact that Donald Trump continues to levy our institutions to block investigations, not only into his alleged pedophilia, but now his Gestapo's murders. We have a president who is using the FBI not to protect the American people, but to cover up his pedophile friends and to cover up the murder of young women. Alpha News obtained this cell phone footage. We'll play this in just one moment. Here's Donald Trump admitting that they are hiding, the evidence and delaying the FBI investigation. If I had any family member who spoke how Trump is speaking in this right now, this level of old, deranged delusion, we would take them to an old folks' home.
Go ahead.
On Minneapolis, Mr. Putz, I have a follow-up for you. The state officials there have said that the FBI is not sharing evidence with them. Typically, they would conduct a joint investigation, as you know. Do you believe that the FBI should be sharing evidence with state officials in Minnesota?
Well, normally I would, but they're crooked officials. I mean, Minneapolis and Minnesota, what a beautiful place, but it's being destroyed. It's got an incompetent governor fool. I mean, he's a stupid person. And it looks like the number could be $19 billion stolen from a lot of people, but largely people from Somalia. They buy their vote. They vote in a group. They buy their vote.
In 40 seconds, we went from a question about blocking the investigation to Trump ranting about Somalians. They genuinely have Somalian derangement syndrome. Here's the reality. There was a fraud investigation in Minneapolis, Minnesota under the Biden administration in 2022-2023. That fraud was prosecuted and was rooted out. They are now investigating new fraud, but the idea that Donald Trump is going to proactively call every single investigatory official in Minnesota corrupt with zero evidence whatsoever is the corrupt part. When Donald Trump is calling for the arrest of governors and mayors, like the governor of my state, J.B. Pritzker, with no pretext, with no actual charge, he's just calling for their arrest, that is the real corruption. So the administration not cooperating with federal investigators is the real corrupt part. I want to play this clip for you of Renee Nicole Good. You know, something that I just noticed today is that her dog is in the backseat. That makes me incredibly, incredibly sad. The dog probably got hurt in the car crash after. Renee Nicole Good is seen in this video in the car. There is nothing explicitly graphic on screen here, but again, you'll hear screams, and it's a disturbing sound and disturbing scene overall. That's the ICE officer getting out of the car. Walking up to Renee Nicole Good.
Change our plates every morning, just so you know. It'll be the same plate when you come talk to us later. That's fine. U.S. citizen, former fucking president. You want to come at us? You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Go ahead. Out of the car. Get out of the fucking car. Get out of the car.
Whoa! Fucking bitch.
Did you guys hear that at the end? Did you hear that? The ICE officer who shot then muttered under his breath, fucking bitch. So Renee Nicole Good, the words that she said to the ICE officer were, I'm not mad at you.
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you.
That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you. The ICE officer's words were not words of self-defense or fear for his life or panic. They were words of disdain and anger. He said, fucking bitch, to a woman that he had just murdered and executed. Let's walk through J.D. Vance's Twitter spat earlier where he got his ass handed to him while trying to quote-unquote dunk on the liberals. Again, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. A lot of times this type of information doesn't get pushed or boosted on the internet, so we are going to continue to fight back and we need your help. So after this video released, J.D. Vance says, what the press has done in lying about this innocent law enforcement officer is disgusting. You should all be ashamed of yourself. He is just peak gaslighting. I want to return to the question that I asked earlier. If this woman were trying to hurt anybody, Renee Nicole Good, the 37-year-old mother who passed away, why is she backing up first? Why would you? She's backing up. She's backing up intentionally so she cannot hit somebody. He's already in front of the hood. She could have just accelerated if she wanted to. But you can also see, if I slow this down frame by frame, she's trying to spin her wheel in such a way to drive off. Very, very clearly a disproportionate use of force coming from this officer, but J.D. Vance can't admit that. Ryan Grimm points out, okay, J.D., this is genuinely psychotic. Innocent, regarding the ICE officer, he shot an unarmed woman twice through a side window and then called her an effing bitch, let her bleed out, and then he fled the scene. And then J.D. Vance responded, but in the meantime, let me play this AOC clip.
I understand that Vice President Vance believes that shooting a young mother of three in the face three times is an acceptable America that he wants to live in, and I do not. And that is a fundamental difference between Vice President Vance and I. I do not believe that the American people should be assassinated in the street.
AOC drawing a clear dichotomy between her and J.D. Vance could be setting up for a 2028 type of run, which I would totally be for. But J.D. Vance then responded to Ryan Grimm, the comment I just read from Ryan Grimm. And J.D. Vance says, these people are incapable of not lying about this. First, why is J.D. Vance so smug on Twitter all the time? He always uses a few key words. He always uses the word bullshit, these people, and like lies. He's always like, these people are full of shit. Why are these people such full of shit? Dude, Act like the vice president. If you're going to use Twitter as a mechanism to argue with people as the vice president of the United States, at least hold yourself to the standard of the vice president of the United States. Don't be arguing like me. Like, if I get a little bit smug in a Twitter battle, it's probably because I'm just a commentator who is getting smug in an argument. If you're the vice president, hold yourself to a standard. I actually think it's okay if the vice president wants to interact and answer questions on Twitter. You can imagine an administration that is actually transparent and actually answers questions, but the way he does it is so smug. He says, "These people are incapable of not lying about this." Quote, "Side window, you can see the photos of the car with bullet holes. The shots came from the front of the car because that's where the officer was standing when he was hit by the car. He is allowed to discharge his weapon in self-defense. You can see in the video he's reaching over the side of the hood, shoots once through the front, and then twice through the side window." Then, John Favreau responds, "One shot through the windshield, second and third shots through the side window. No one disputes this except you. No one can explain why he shot her twice through his side window. No one can explain how discharging his weapon protected him. You are pathetic." And that he is. Very, very pathetic. Let me remind you, they're covering up the Epstein files, the same FBI that's covering this up. They're covering up Ghislaine Maxwell's prison transfer. They're covering up the war crimes boat video where we struck a boat multiple times. They're covering up the Minneapolis ICE murder investigation. They'll try to cover up potential election interference. This is the least transparent administration. Tim Miller points out, "The MAGA accounts defending this body cam footage reveal them to be either bloodthirsty monsters who love to murder lib women, or the biggest pussies in history who are deathly afraid of a Honda Pilot 3 going 3 miles per hour. I do not see an in-between." Very, very true. Remember, as the Democrats point out, newly released video footage. Renee Nicole Good, quote, "That's fine, dude. I'm not mad at you. Gunshots, gunshots." ICE agent says, "Effing B-I-T-C-H. I think it's really important to point this out. It's kind of an aside note, but when the FBI and DOJ were releasing the Epstein files, they perfectly, intentionally redacted Trump's name from this section. It is a disgusting section where they had censored black bars, but after we got the entire section, Trump's name was found to be the one that was hidden. I want you to take this and analog it perfectly on how the FBI is trying to, let's call it redact. They are trying to redact the evidence in this case. Imagine for a second if we didn't have the video footage. If this happened on some sort of back road and we only had the Trump admin's narrative, that would be tragic. But no, we have eyes, we have ears, we have phones, we have cameras, and we can see what happened. They are lying to us. I'm going to leave it there. Don't believe their narrative. I love you all, and peace out.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, it's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.